This episode is brought to you by IVP. If you've ever encountered grief, you know that it takes time and space to grieve well. In her book, Can You Just Sit With Me?, author Natasha Smith offers deeply personal reflections combined with relevant research and practical tools that point us to God, who always sits with us in our grief. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Can You Just Sit With Me for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Song of Solomon, chapter 1, through Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, Solomon's most excellent love song, the desire for love, the beloved to her lover. Oh, how I wish you would kiss me passionately, for your lovemaking is more delightful than wine. The fragrance of your colognes is delightful. Your name is like the finest perfume. No wonder the young women adore you. Draw me after you. Let us hurry. May the king bring me into his bedroom chambers, the maidens to the lover. We will rejoice and delight in you. We will praise your love more than wine. The beloved to her lover. How rightly the young women adore you, the country maiden and the daughters of Jerusalem, the beloved to the maidens. I am dark but lovely, O maidens of Jerusalem, dark like the tents of Kedar, lovely like the tent curtains of Salma. Do not stare at me because I am dark, for the sun has burned my skin. My brothers were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards. Alas, my own vineyard I could not keep. The shepherd and the shepherdess. The beloved to her lover. Tell me, O you whom my heart loves, where do you pasture your sheep? Where do you rest your sheep during the midday heat? Tell me, lest I wander around beside the flocks of your companions, the lover to his beloved. If you do not know, O most beautiful of women, simply follow the tracks of my flock and pasture your little lambs beside the tents of the shepherds, the beautiful mare and the fragrant myrrh, the lover to his beloved. Oh, my beloved, you are like a mare among Pharaoh's stallions. Your cheeks are beautiful with ornaments. Your neck is lovely with strings of jewels. We will make for you gold ornaments studded with silver. The beloved about her lover. While the king was at his banqueting table, my nard gave forth its fragrance. My beloved is like a fragrant pouch of myrrh, spending the night between my breasts. My beloved is like a cluster of henna blossoms in the vineyards of En-Gedi. Mutual praise and admiration. The lover to his beloved. Oh, how beautiful you are, my beloved. Oh, how beautiful you are. Your eyes are like doves. The beloved to her lover. Oh, how handsome you are, my lover. Oh, how delightful you are. The lush foliage is our canopied bed. The cedars are the beams of our bedroom chamber. The pines are the rafters of our bedroom. Song of Solomon, chapter 2. The lily among the thorns and the apple tree in the forest. The beloved to her lover. I am a meadow flower, from Sharon, a lily from the valleys. The lover to his beloved, like a lily among the thorns, so is my darling among the maidens. The beloved about her lover, like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. The banquet hall for the lovesick, the beloved about her lover. He brought me into the banquet hall, and he looked at me lovingly. Sustain me with raisin cakes, refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. The double refrain, embracing and adjuration. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me, the beloved to the maidens. I admonish you, O maidens of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and by the young does of the open fields, do not awaken or arouse love until it pleases. The arrival of the lover, the beloved about her lover. Listen, my lover is approaching. Look, here he comes, leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the window, peering through the lattice. The season of love and the song of the turtle dove. The lover to his beloved. My lover spoke to me, saying, arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come away with me. Look, the winter has passed, the winter rains are over and gone, blossoms have appeared in the land. The time for pruning and singing has come. The voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree has ripened its figs. The vines have blossomed and give off their fragrance. Arise, come away, my darling, my beautiful one, come away with me. The dove in the clefts of Engedi. The lover to his beloved. O my dove in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places of the mountain crags, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your face is lovely. The foxes in the vineyard, the beloved to her lover, catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, for our vineyard is in bloom. Poetic refrain, mutual possession, the beloved about her lover. My lover is mine, and I am his. He grazes among the lilies, the gazelle and the rugged mountains. The beloved to her lover, until the dawn arrives and the shadows flee. Turn, my beloved, be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountain gorges. Song of Solomon, Chapter 3. The lost lover is found, the beloved about her lover. All night long on my bed, I longed for my lover. I longed for him, but he never appeared. I will arise and look all around throughout the town and throughout the streets and squares. I will search for my beloved. I searched for him, but I did not find him. The night watchmen found me, the ones who guard the city walls. Have you seen my beloved? Scarcely had I passed them by when I found my beloved. I held on to him tightly and would not let him go until I brought him to my mother's house, to the bedroom chamber of the one who conceived me. The adjuration refrain, the beloved to the maidens. I admonish you, O maidens of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and by the young does of the open fields, do not awaken or arouse love until it pleases. The royal wedding procession. The speaker. Who is this coming up from the wilderness like a column of smoke, like a fragrant billow of myrrh and frankincense, every kind of fragrant powder of the traveling merchants? Look, it is Solomon's portable couch. It is surrounded by 60 warriors, some of Israel's mightiest warriors. All of them are skilled with a sword, well trained in the art of warfare. Each has his sword at his side to guard against the terrors of the night. King Solomon made a seat and chair for himself of wood imported from Lebanon. Its posts were made of silver. Its back was made of gold. Its seat was upholstered with purple wool. Its interior was inlaid with leather by the maidens of Jerusalem. Come out, O maidens of Zion, and gaze upon King Solomon. He is wearing the crown with which his mother crowned him on his wedding day, on the most joyous day of his life. Song of Solomon, Chapter 4. The wedding night. Praise of the bride. The lover to his beloved. Oh, you are beautiful, my darling. Oh, you are beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are like doves. Your hair is like a flock of female goats descending from Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of newly shorn sheep coming up from the washing place. Each of them has a twin, and not one of them is missing. Your lips are like a scarlet thread. Your mouth is lovely, Your forehead behind your veil is like a slice of pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built with courses of stones. 1,000 shields are hung on it, all shields of valiant warriors. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of the gazelle, grazing among the lilies. Until the dawn arrives and the shadows flee, I will go up to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no blemish in you. The wedding night. Beautiful as Lebanon. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Descend from the crest of Amana, from the top of Sinir, the summit of Hermon, and the lion's dens, and the mountain haunts of the leopards. You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes. With one jewel of your necklace, how delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine. The fragrance of your perfume is better than any spice. Your lips drip sweetness like the honeycomb, my bride. Honey and milk are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. The wedding night. The delightful garden. The lover to his beloved. You are a locked garden, my sister and my bride. You are an enclosed spring, a sealed up fountain. Your shoots are a royal garden full of pomegranates with choice fruits. Henna with nard, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon with every kind of spice, myrrh and aloes with all the finest spices. You are a garden spring, a well of fresh water flowing down from Lebanon, the beloved to her lover. Awake, O north wind. Come, O south wind. Blow on my garden so that its fragrant spices may send out their sweet smell. May my beloved come into his garden and eat its delightful fruit. Song of Solomon, Chapter 5. The Lover to His Beloved. I have entered my garden, O my sister, my bride. I have gathered my myrrh with my balsam spice. I have eaten my honeycomb and my honey. I have drunk my wine and my milk. The poet to the couple. Eat, friends, and drink. Drink freely, O lovers. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Oh, Father God, thank you for the book of Song of Solomon, also known as the book of Song of Songs, O God. This is a book that we don't often hear preached on, O God, but we thank you so much that it's included in your word, oh God. Thank you for just the beautiful poetic language, oh God, direct language, oh God, and even just the metaphors and even alliteration, oh God, in your word, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for just the ways that you don't neglect any part of our personhood. I thank you, oh Lord God, that love and pleasure are at the center, oh God, of this book, oh Lord God. And not just delighting, oh God, in their lover or spouse, oh God, but also sexual pleasure, Lord God, and the importance, oh God, of our full humanity and being, oh Lord God. And thank you, oh Lord God, for the charges, the repeated charges, oh God, in this reading, oh God, and this section of scripture that talks about warning us, oh God, not to awaken love until it is time, right? Because it is just so, to love is to experience. Sometimes our greatest pains, oh God, come from the deep, deep love that we have, oh God, for others, particularly lovers, Lord God. So I just pray for wisdom, oh Lord, for those who find themselves in love, for those who have been in love for a long time, oh God, that you would give discernment and wisdom, oh Lord God, on timing. Oh God, on when to enjoy, oh Lord God, the pleasure, oh Lord God, and the company, oh God, of others, oh Lord God. You get to tell us, oh Lord, you determine when, oh God, we get to experience, oh God, this beautiful, beautiful exchange, oh God, of love and pleasure between lovers, oh Lord God. And I pray, oh God, that that would occur, Lord God, in the covenant of marriage, Lord. I pray for marriages, oh Lord God, that are struggling in this regard, oh Lord God, that are struggling, oh Lord God, within, with regard to sexual pleasure, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you, oh God, will reignite that area, oh Lord God, in the lives of those who have been married maybe for a long time, or who are newly married, oh God, and are having trouble in that area, Lord God, I just pray that you, oh God, would breathe life, oh Lord God, into that area, Lord. You care about everything that concerns us, absolutely everything. There is nothing off the table, oh Lord God. There's nothing that we cannot bring to you and that we cannot pray about, oh God. So I bring this to you on behalf of those who are married. Lord, I bring this to you on behalf of those who are not yet married, oh God, but the desire to experience, oh Lord God, this pleasure that you have created, oh Lord God, that you, oh Lord God, invented. Lord, I pray that you, oh God, for those who have that desire, oh Lord God, and who desire, oh God, to experience this gift, oh Lord God, within the covenant of marriage, Lord, I pray that you would grant it, oh Lord. Have your way, oh Lord. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Thank you, oh God, that you don't shy away from these things, oh God, even these things that make us blush and make us clutch our pearls, oh Lord God. It's nothing to you. You're not clutching your pearls. You're not aghast, oh God. So help us, oh God, not to be aghast and to be nervous about these things. We can pray about all of these things, oh God, and it's good for us to pray about these things and bring them to you, Lord. So I pray all of this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
Let's go.